night, you know what day it is, and you know what time it is, and you are in for a treat because this is the Insight Hour on BBSRadio.com. That's right, Insight Hour, hosted by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, brought to you by the Tetrahedron.org publishing company and group. Oh, we've got a surprise for you. We got Healthy World Distributing also brings us. Oh, what can I say except give it up to the Creator? I am so grateful, so appreciative. I can only tell you, folks, I got my window. I had my parade. They did not rain on my parade. We're going to be putting that video up on YouTube or Google. You just stay tuned. And, of course, we are fast and furious in dealing within lies we trust. Even just today we were out and about. Dr. Len gave one out to a young man, and he said, oh, yes, my mother's a midwife, and she told me a story about how I was vaccinated, almost died of anaphylactic shock, blew up like the Goodyear blimp. Yes, people can relate when they understand, when they can make the correlation. And when you make the correlation by watching in lies we trust, oh, my goodness, your life will never be the same. You will never be able to go for the proverbial okey-doke. I'm going to bring it on. I thank the Creator, and I also thank the Creator for Dr. Len Horowitz. Dr. Len, will you please get in on this conversation and tell the people just exactly what's going on?
Well, Reverend Roxy, thanks so much for opening the Insight Hour again. Hello, folks. Thanks for joining us every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight East Coast, and we're on the Hawaii, beautiful Big Island of Hawaii, and it is 7 o'clock here. We've had a very, very interesting week. One of the things that happened this week is that a good friend of ours, Representative Faye Hanohano, who is a representative in the Congress, State Congress in Hawaii, that she came to us with the desire for instruction and help, and we gave that to her. And in this process, we had her sit down and watch a copy of In Lies We Trust, subtitled CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. And as a result of that, Representative Faye Hanohano is making about, I think it's about 1,300 copies of the DVDs right now. We're in process, and she's going to be giving them out, folks, not only at her wedding, get this, at her wedding that's upcoming next week, to about 500 guests. They're going to be receiving copies of In Lies We Trust, but also to representatives and senators throughout the state of Hawaii, from the governor on down, she promises. So we prepared in the process a little press release here. Here's a draft of what's forthcoming from Tetrahedron Publications. As Reverend Roxy said, one of our co-sponsors is Tetrahedron Publishing Group at www.tetrahedron.org. Help science communications for people around the world. If you haven't received emails from us through Healthy World Store or healthyworlddistributing.com, which is our main catalog, which is how we fund the Insight Hour and how we sustain our progress doing the work that we're doing in the world. The ministries are reliant upon those companies, those organizations, those individuals such as yourself that purchase books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, our health equipment, health products. Very important to keep this ministry going is your support. And so this is who will be issuing the press release, because it's really, that In Lies We Trust is a Tetrahedron Films production. Again, if you don't have your copy of In Lies We Trust, I urge you to get your copy. They are free gifts. They should be given out very, very randomly and extensively to not just friends and loved ones, but members of your community, your police and fire, emergency responders, the officials from your political organizations in your community, your teachers, particularly your science and your health teachers, your physical education teachers. My daughter Elena gave one to her phys ed teacher the other day. And also a number of other people in your community that are engaged in working in various fields that really should know what the risks are associated with the government's preparedness program. Now, the best way to get the DVD to give away for free, we're requesting donations It's a free gift, but we request your donations out of the goodness of your heart. Consider what's appropriate. You can call toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. And go online to www.inliesweetrust.com. That's not In God We Trust. It's called inliesweetrust.com. And there you can actually see all segments right now on YouTube, 16 of them, as well as be able to download a free full-length feature from Google. And so we actually have banners. We have all sorts of things. And if you haven't registered for our emails, I urge you to do that on healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com. Sign up for our press releases and our newsletters. And here's one that's forthcoming. Headlines, Hawaii representatives' wedding gifts may spark health care reform. Throughout this holiday season, even at her forthcoming wedding, Representative Faye Hanohano is gifting friends, family, and legislators in every party a new documentary by a leading public health expert to help decision-makers choose health policies and practices in this age of unprecedented disease susceptibilities and bioterrorism preparedness. Well, that's the beginning of it. Let me continue here. Copies of Dr. Leonard Horowitz's In Lies We Trust, CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism are being produced and distributed at the sole expense of the Assistant Majority Floor Leader from Bahoa to spark constructive debate regarding perceived corporate corruption affecting the state's health policies and the stockpiling of certain vaccinations and drugs for defense in the war on terror. Representative Hanohano encourages more natural healing practices in her district as a model for national health care reform. What Representative Hanohano said, I want to encourage my colleagues to make wiser, healthier decisions to improve everyone's health. The fact that Dr. Horowitz's DVD is controversial is good for sparking needed debate about the way legislation directs people to treat and prevent diseases. Representative Hanohano, a staunch advocate of freedom of choice in healthcare, having personally benefited from native healing practices, plans to introduce a series of bills, including legislation initiated by State Senator Russell Kokoban, upon my urging. This bill clarifies existing laws governing vaccinations and TB skin tests, honoring religious exemptions from these practices that have come under fire in recent years. You may know, folks, if you've been paying attention, last week I mentioned the fact that in Maryland, a couple weeks ago, over 2,000 families were served with citations, criminal citations, and court visitation expectations from not vaccinating their children. Fined, they were, $50 a day for every day that passed that they didn't get their children vaccinated. And so from that effort, I understand last count that I saw was over 1,200 families had caved in and had their children vaccinated. Now, if that's not fascist America and Nazi America, I don't know what is. Demanding that your sovereign spirit, holy-filled temple, and your children's bodies, your precious children, get intoxicated, injected, contaminated, infected, and polluted with mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, toxic RNA, DNA from various places, bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues with smallpox, it's cowpox. So I've ranted and raved like this for years. If you've been paying attention and listening to this ministry, you realize that what we're looking at is the number one genocidal weapon. And so a couple years ago, in 2006, Senator Kokoban withdrew support for his own bill after being pressured by health officials as well as drug industrialists. And what we're really looking at, if you're an attorney out there, if you're really knowledgeable about what criminal activity is and what the laws really suggest concerning this type of racketeering, this is a RICO suit. This is organized crime. Literally organized crime is the appropriate designation for the collaboration between public health officials and the institutions that they officiate, as well as the drug industrialists. And as these drugs are injected and infected and consumed by people like you and I, then what happens is we become sick and we become enslaved, just like Representative Hanohano's husband, Manny, or Jaime, who had been on insulin for years and in 3 days could completely get off of his insulin by simply making simple lifestyle changes and dietary modifications. So the reality is that this genocidal weaponry and biological intoxication and human bloodstream toxicity is part and parcel of these end times prophecies of depopulation, massive third world, as well as now American depopulation. If you're listening right now, you are targeted for elimination. Two-thirds of us are. In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and bioterrorism provides critical commentary concerning the corporations, organizations, and institutions that influence government preparedness strategies and the propaganda we are receiving in this war of terror. Representative Hanohano hopes the feature-length documentary will wake people up to the need to rely more effectively on natural healing methods, generally discouraged by medical doctors, insurance carriers, and public health administrators. Now, nearly everyone has lost friends and family members to the medical deities and the medical system becoming increasingly unfriendly and deadly. With health and intelligence agency officials urging legislators and the public to prepare for new outbreaks and bioterrorist attacks, their cures are costly and often not based on science, but special interest politics and profit. These risks must be reasonably and scientifically scrutinized because the lives of our children and the health of our nation and its future is at stake. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the National Public Health Service has decreed every September, in case you haven't clued in or tuned in to their propaganda station called HHS Television, they've decreed September, every September, National Preparedness Month, to get families, yours and mine, ready to respond to terrorist attacks and natural disasters. Vaccinations are wholesale encouraged, along with emergency kits, prepaid calling cards, and air duct filters for homes and workplaces. Now imagine going into your home, into the air ducts in your home, or even your building where you work, and retrofitting air filters in that duct system, because now the government is telling you it's in your best interest in case of a biological weapons attack. Does that sound like practical advice from your government? I can understand what they suggest. Getting an emergency kit, having it around the house, makes sense. I've got one. Most of my friends do. But it's one thing to tell Americans, get prepared for emergencies, and another to violate common sense and the public's trust. The government's programming, which is called History of Bioterrorism, a main feature on HHS Television on the Preparedness Network. That's, by the way, Dish Network carries it, a 24-hour-a-day station that, interestingly enough, Americans need to pay an additional $349 to have a special satellite installed to receive this programming. Meanwhile, it's going out overseas. So what does that tell you? It tells you that it's a propaganda station aimed at international viewers more than Americans. And indeed, that's what this is, propaganda. When you watch it, you are stunned. And that's what the movie In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and bioterrorism is really about, a critical review and analysis of this government programming called The History of Bioterrorism that leaves more of the history out than it provides. So the problem is that this propaganda, I mean, this is the main problem, besides the fact that the programming lacks historic accuracy, general credibility, as well as audience sensitivity. The real problem is that the propaganda lures Americans, particularly millions of people who are already anxious, depressed, and are phobic, into more serious psychopathologies, drug addictions, vaccine toxicities, and pharmaceutical dependencies, restricting life, liberty, and everyone's pursuit of happiness. This culture of bioterror is extremely stressful, debilitating, costly, and terribly unnecessary, given what we know about germs and readily available, lower cost, highly effective natural healing practices. Now, Faye Hanohano is blessed to have experienced firsthand the benefits of what I'm talking about, the recommendations that I gave her. She witnessed and experienced the blessing in her body. She's now advocating putting people's best interests at heart and special interests under political scrutiny in the state of Hawaii. She intends to bring a broad spectrum of health services to our community, which is largely underserved, including alternatives to medical programs that encourage prevention, early intervention, using natural methods for effective disease control. So, Reverend Roxy, what do you think about all that?
Oh, I just think it's wonderful that we're even able to express this on this here station, BBS Radio. That's what the Inside Hour is all about, and the insight that you are affording all of these people, I hope, will not go unheeded. We need everybody out there. This is not something where you have to hit the street. We're talking about protecting the sanctity of your blood. Now, you know, Dr. Lam, we had a person who probably listening right now who had a question, and the question had to do with colloidal silver. Why don't we go into that for a second here, because I think it has a lot to do with what we're talking about in terms of the types of things and the solutions that could be used to ward off some of the manifestations. Because, you know, even in the Bible it says that we are going to be cursed with grievous sores, that we are, and I can't tell you any more than these here sores that are coming that don't seem to want to heal, and no matter what you put on it, it seems to be more of a curse for those people who are suffering from it, and those people out there need to have ways in which to deal with it. So we've been dealing with a grievous sore for about a week and a half, and I know that
dramatic change in the healing. But,
and it had to do with silver, and so does the question that the individual has. So why don't we do a little insight on silver,
okay,
and where it's coming from and how it could might be used as a prophylactic for the coming types of illnesses that will be the result of the use of those foolish pharmaceuticals.
Sure. Well, what prompted this question initially was David, who wrote in to the Insight Hour for response, quote, "I have been using homemade colloidal silver for many years for topical and for internal use for colds, flu, etc., and found it to be very effective. Do you have any research data concerning its effectiveness against biochemical and viral type warfare? As that threat is imminent, I wanted to know my real options to combat it." Well, David, the issue of chemical, I don't have any information for you, but in terms of biological and virological, absolutely. Silver is a profound antimicrobial, broad spectrum antimicrobial, and it has for centuries. In fact, you know, maybe more than that, perhaps millennia, used as a antimicrobial. You know, the concept that there were blue bloods in Europe, the royalty of Europe, that were not as prone to getting the plague as the general population of the impoverished populations. The blue bloods, that name comes from the fact that their blood turns more blue because they're using silverware. They actually had the money to purchase real silver utensils, eating utensils. And so the concept that as they were eating and chewing, they were imbibing some of the silver from the silverware, and that helped to protect them from even the plague. The concept that silver is an incredibly electro conductive element. In fact, if you look at the periodic table of elements, and again, this relates overall to this concept of bio-spiritual warfare and our bodies being Holy Spirit-filled temples of the Creator's love and the frequency vibrations of divinity, how do you actually increase that channel, that communication channel to humanity, to bless humanity with that spirit? Well, different elements and different media are conductive or even superconductive. And if you look at the periodic table of elements, the most conductive of all of the elements are silver, copper, and gold. And so this is very important when you think about the use of colloidal silver as antimicrobial agents for pools, for swimming pools, colloidal copper, colloidal silver, oxygenation. Those are the things that reduce bacterial infestations and growth of bacterial populations in pools, viruses. If you think about the most advanced usage of water purification, you think about oxygenation, ozonation, as well as ultraviolet light frequency vibrations. So this concept that silver being a highly conductive element, being associated with a spirit or an energy of normality versus disease, and eliminating pathogens in this way is very interesting. And here, take down this name. Get a pencil out right now if you don't have one near you. Get a pencil or pen, write down this product, and at your first opportunity, order it. It is called Tetrasil. Tetrasilver tetroxide. Tetrasil. And when Representative Hanohano came to our estate here at Steam Fan Inn in Hawaii to gain assistance, one of the things that she was having was a horrible infection on her leg, a whole cellulitis, a systemic pathology and toxicity that in Hawaii is life-threatening because this is a very humid atmosphere. There is a tremendous number of horrible skin infections that take place on the Hawaiian Islands, especially with people who cut themselves on coral or on lava rock. And then normal antibiotics are just not doing the trick. Meanwhile, you also have now headlines all over the United States currently in the last few weeks on this thing called MRSA, this multiple antibiotic-resistant strains of staph infections that essentially physicians can't effectively treat because it's resistant to the standard antibiotics. I guarantee you, you put a little bit, just a thin layer of Tetrasil on these injuries, on these infections, and you will be absolutely just amazed at how quickly, I'm telling you, within 24 hours, you're going to see a major resolution of these infections. You're going to see these cuts and wounds go on to heal faster than you ever believed possible. And the reason for that is twofold. Number one, you have an antimicrobial effect of the silver in a specific molecular structure that incorporates four atoms of silver and four of oxygen. That's why it's called tetrasilver tetroxide. That's four silver and four oxygen molecules or atoms in a molecule that's shaped like a pyramid. And you know about pyramid power. You know that pyramids have a capacity to, because of the sacred geometry of the structure, take in energy and hold the resonance frequency of energy. That's why the pharaohs were buried in the pyramids, in special rooms that held energy, and that their theory was that it was not only going to preserve the body, and in many cases it did help, but also to help free the soul, the spirit, to join the Creator. Well, the fact of the matter is that this tetrasil holds this sacred geometric form of a pyramid, and literally the company that has produced this, and they're not doing a good job in marketing it. Essentially, I have been pretty much their sole voice promoting this product. I learned about the product some years ago from Boyd Ed Graves, who alleged to have cured his HIV/AIDS infection from taking Tetrasil experimentally internally. And then he got on my case because I wasn't promoting it. Well, I did some research based on his challenge to me, and I got in touch with the company. I asked them to send me their scientific literature and anything else that they gave that they had prepared. And one of the things that they had prepared to demonstrate the efficacy of Tetrasil is a DVD, which showed the difference between this particular molecule coming in contact with the nitrogenous groups of pathogens, like viruses and bacteria. Typically, disease formers have on their outside membranes nitrogen groups. The amino acids also have nitrogen in them. Well, on the outside membranes of pathogens is like the pollutant nitrogen. And so what happens when this molecule, this pyramid power of silver and oxygen, comes in contact with this pathogen's nitrogen outside membrane, you would be amazed to watch it. Sparks fly. It literally blows up. The molecule, that pyramid, essentially is taking energy from the universe. Literally, the Creator's energy is being moved through that molecule, and literally sparks fly, it blows up, it electrocutes the pathogen with no harmful side effects whatsoever. It doesn't harm good bacteria. It doesn't harm your body. There's nothing in it that's toxic. And so what you have is an ideal broad-spectrum antibiotic that uses the Creator's own power to affect the dramatic recovery. Now, that's number one. Number two is that when you put this little essential oil and tetrasilver tetroxide structure on your skin, what happens is that the silver, being a highly conductive metal, will actually conduct the energy of your aura. It's as though the wound that's on your skin is not even noticed. It's not even there. It's not even recognized as existing because you've got the normal energy flow conducting across the entire skin surface because of the silver. So a good friend and colleague, his name is Dr. Bart Flick, who is a complete genius, years ago came up with the first Silvalon bandages that now the main companies like Johnson & Johnson have procured, actually illegally. They stole his idea, and I'm sad to say that that's what happened, and now he's got to work on other things in his life. But the reality is that he had the first idea that if you had bandages made of silver and you use that, the dramatic reduction in wound healing time was statistically significant and actually clinically evident. And it was he started a whole business selling these products to emergency medical clinics and sports injury clinics. It was a fabulous product, and the same concept that the silver is critical for optimal wound healing and infections prevention. So that's in a nutshell, Reverend Roxy. And David, thank you for your email request for information about silver. One word of advice, though, folks. There is a disease called argyra. It is the overuse of silver or silver intoxication. The fact is that you can take too much silver. And what happens is that the silver becomes impregnated throughout your body, and you actually have your skin start to turn silver. And that's called argyra. And the condition, other than cosmetically deforming, really is not particularly harmful. But imagine walking around looking like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. And you might laugh, but I can tell you, I've seen two or three people in the last 15 years that have done that to themselves by simply taking colloidal silver daily for either chronic fatigue conditions or some other chronic diseases that they have felt it has helped. But ultimately, this is one side effect. And that's why, typically, number one, reliance. Number one thing that you have to put highest on your list of medicaments is the Creator's loving spirit, the holy spiritual power for wound healing and every disease healing comes from the fact that there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. Well, the opportunity is to bring that not just to earth as it is in heaven, bring it into your holy spiritual temple. Be it. You are it. You are the music. You are the digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations. That is a Holy Spirit flow. It is the musical mathematical matrix of the universe. It is the law. It is the way of the entire universe. Everything either vibes consistently with that, in harmony with that, or is in sin, that is in dissonance, that is outside and outlaw. It is out of the word, it is out of the way, and it ultimately is distressing and diseasing and causes these physical problems to manifest out of the dissonance of the block in the truth, in that Holy Spirit flow. Do you get my drift? Do you understand what I'm talking about here? Talking about it. Comes down, healing comes down ultimately and optimally to being in sync with the Creator, with the Word, the Way, the Law, the musical mathematics of the way the entire universe is designed. How do you do that? You do that by simple choice. You do that by carrying that truth in your heart and your soul. And you just, whatever issues that you have to confront, give it to the boss. As a Holy Spirit-filled, humble servant of the Creator, you and I sometimes can't do it all. We need to rely on our Daddy, the Godfather, to do it for us. And so if you have that level of faith and trust, Yeshua said you can move mountains. I think the metaphor he used, get this, was if you have as much faith and trust as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Well, how much faith and trust does a mustard seed have? The answer? Infinite. Why? Because a mustard seed doesn't have the human ego. It doesn't have this fear-based mechanism that you and I have in our heads. All it has is a sacred spiral of DNA, its own unique genetic code, that is a spiral, that is a Tesla coil for the energy of divinity to flow. So it relies fully with optimal faith and trust on the Creator. And that's why that tiny little seed, given a little sunshine and rain, which is also the Creator's element, sunshine mostly hydrogen, and rain H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, that's what you are really thriving because of and manifesting because of. In fact, every single energy reaction in your entire body is completely reliant on hydrogen donating that electron. That electron flow is what moves you. In other words, it is the spirit that is evident in the sun's composition that is your principal empowerment from the heavenly throne. So this is the H2O, and that this is water. This is why we're advancing the concert for the 144,000, the concert for the living waters. We're asking you to pray for us to find the right time and the right organizations and individuals that will help promote this concert for the waters of the planet, which is consistent with my friend, colleague, Dr. Emoto's blessings of telling us how incredible water is, and how sacred it is, and how it holds consciousness, and how it carries consciousness, how it responds to prayers and delivers messages to us in response to prayers. Well, that's what your body is full of. And so in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, there was the Creator, the Word, and the water. That means water is the closest thing you're ever going to see on earth and touch and feel on earth to God. It is part of the triune God. And that's what makes your body a Holy Spirit-filled temple. You're full of it, full of water. And so this concept of the dramatic healing manifesting as a result of faith and trust in this power and just letting those electrons flow, celebrating the hydrogen and the oxygen and the water and the divinity blessing humanity every moment, day in, day out, now, every moment, every instant, you are literally re-manifesting, re-precipitating, re-crystallizing out of this musical mathematical matrix because of the flow of this energy and these divine elements. And so that just gives you some small look into the extraordinary creative technology of divinity, how it's all put together so perfectly. You know, our little, small, little humble minds can't even conceive of the intelligence that put this whole thing together, the source, the boss, and that this is all you really need to do. It's pretty simple, folks. We've bought into all of this Babylonian hypocrisy and insanity where we think we've got to pop magic pills to cure every ill. We think we've got to send our children to public and private schools and the best colleges and universities to get what? Brainwashed? Brainwashed from everything from what DNA is and isn't to, you know, what we need to do with our lives and have and own and control the American dream that has now gone sour for so many, and watch and wait for the next few years as you see more and more people having to deal with economic catastrophe. So the reality is that we've attached our wagons to a movement that is less than admirable, less than spiritually blessed, less than even healthy. And so, come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. Come out of her, lunacy, lest you lose your own mind, lest you lose your soul. You can easily sell your soul to this devil, to this demonic, physical manipulation that's inconsistent with divine revelation and organization, that the entire universe is ordered. Not so in government. Look at the chaos that we've got in our political arenas. Look at the fact that the sheeple, the people, are being divided to be conquered. This scam between Democrats and Republicans. This whole division between Jew and Gentile, between Hebrew and Arab, between Christian and Muslim, rich and poor, gay versus straight, black versus white, male versus female, goes on and on and on and on in this kingdom of lunacy, this hypocrisy of Babylonian insanity. So this ranting and raving that you get from Dr. Len Horowitz on the Inside Hour every Tuesday night is really a small indication. It's a small educational lesson in coming out of her, lest ye become a lunatic. Somebody who is less than divinely inspired, somebody who is easily manipulated, coerced, enslaved, and killed at will. That's the choice. What a wonderful time it is that we now become aware of the fact that we have a choice. The main choice is, do you remain engaged in your isolationism, in your living a reality attached to fear-based ideologies, or do you emancipate yourself? Do you sing an emancipation proclamation of divinity for humanity and bringing it into your own Holy Spirit-filled temple and living that truth fully? Non-compromising. that when you have your friends and family look at you askew and say, oh, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about, and you know what you're talking about, that this truth is absolute, it's unifying, it's universally consistent, and seriously sane compared to the division that's taking place. You know, this concept also that the politics and politicians are going to solve our problems is a gross, underestimation at minimum of reality. You're going to solve your problems. You're going to solve everybody's problems. The source of our political and world restoration is in you. It's in you, and the numbers are mounting. This whole revolution and evolution in consciousness. This, as you see Ron Paul signs say, revolution, and word has love in it, evolve in it. This revolution, evolution of sanity in the midst of hypocrisy is really part and parcel of a spiritual renaissance to fulfill the end times prophecies. You know, I was waiting in line at one of the local pharmacies. Believe me, folks, I didn't buy any drugs there. I was going to buy a toothbrush. But the reality is that I saw some of the tabloids. One of the, I think it was the Sun this week, has the Hopi prophecies and prophets of end times that they're saying now, declaring that this is now the end times. Well, gee whiz, we've been, you know, saying that now. You know, I think about a year or two we've been saying these are the end times, and about 5 or 6 years ago we're saying we're just on the verge of having the end times. And what does the end times mean? Well, the world wars, the rumors of wars, like it talks about in the book of Revelation. We've got the earth changes, the weather changes. We've got the great plagues, not just HIV, AIDS. We have many others, these new diseases that the antibiotics can't effectively cure. And, of course, because that, we've got all the promotions for vaccinations and all the profiteering going on off of humanity's suffering. So that's a real, you know, sad situation, but in the same sense, it's a great celebration. It's a great victory. It's not only a victory for the prophets, it's not and saints, it's a victory for you. Because ultimately, if you look at your own life, you realize, if you've been paying any attention at all, if you've been engaged in evolution at all, and in developing yourself as a healthier, more effective, and enabled professional, or just person, you know that you never made any major changes in your own life until you were whacked over the head with pain or suffering. And it was out of that pain and suffering that you said, oh man, I got to change something. And so the concept, and this is what I lay out in the booklet that goes along with the Taking Care of Yourself seminar. If you want to learn how I recommend your average person learn about the next steps for better health and well-being and healthy human development, needing to do an assessment, a personal assessment of your own values and your own liabilities and your own blessings, and take advantage of your blessings and remove, eliminate your liabilities and the things that are holding you back, take a personal assessment with the Taking Care of Yourself package. And in that, I present a model. You can see that model also in the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. You can see it online at healingcelebrations.com. That gives you an overview of the book that contains in it the 5 steps that I recommend that you and everybody else with a clear, sane mind begin to do to make your body impregnable against these opportunistic infections, these new plagues, and these new threats. 5 steps: detox, deacidify, boost, normalize natural immunity, oxygenate, and bioenergize. That's the 5 steps in a nutshell. Go to healingcelebrations.com, and on that website, I think it's on page 5 or 6 of that website, very educational summary of the book, you'll see there this model. The entire universe, you included, operates what's called cybernetically. Cybernetics, look it up. The word is defined as a system of feedback and communications in all living and non-living systems. Feedback and communications operating, folks, even in non-living systems. What does that tell you? That tells you that there is an order in the universe. Like I said moments ago, there is a musical mathematical matrix of perfection, of divinity. It's the kingdom of heaven that Jesus said, Yeshua said, it is here, it is near. It's right here, right now. Nothing missing, nothing broken, it's perfect, it's aligned, it's harmonic with the Creator's divinity and vibrations, frequency vibrations. And so you have that reality, not this lunacy of illusion, of egoism. So you begin to realize that there's a system of feedback, communications, and insistence in human psychosociology, in the way we work in relationship to each other, is that if my relationship with you doesn't bless you, then you're getting feedback that something's wrong. Likewise, with you, your relationship to yourself, if you're doing yourself in, if you're engaging in the lifestyle risks that are causing your Holy Spirit-filled temple to become a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, cancer cells, arthritic conditions, all these diseases because of lifestyle risks, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meat, your disease is your best friend. It is part of the cybernetic feedback loop that's bringing you the awareness that something needs attention. Some choice that you're making or not making is rocking the homeostatic boat. The divinity in you is disappeared because you've made a choice that's inconsistent with the way things operate. It's all operating by law. The law is the word. The law is the mathematics. It is the musical mathematical matrix. And if you're operating in tune with it, then you're not in sin. You're in righteousness, right standingness. You're standing right within that Holy Spirit flow. And if you're standing right in that Holy Spirit flow where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, then there's no dis-ease. There's no opportunity for bacteria that shouldn't be there to grow because the strength of the vibration of the universe is behind it and flowing through it and flowing through you. And so the disease just disappears. And so that's part of the cybernetic feedback loop. Disease, pain, suffering is judgment. It's karma, karmic relief. It is the time in which we are whacked in order to be able to grow and develop beyond our egocentrism and our lunacy to get back in touch with the sanity of divinity. So that's what cybernetics is really about. You know, so when you smoke, if you're, for example, another example, simple example is if you're a smoker, guess what? You're going to start coughing and hacking and having respiratory diseases and conditions limiting your oxygen intake. All of those produce pain in your chest. They produce signs and symptoms that something's wrong. Guess what? You've made a choice inconsistent with your highest good. You've picked up those cigarettes. You've become a nicotine addict instead of a God addict. And so what do? You give it up. And what happens? Creator's so incredibly forgiving, forever forgiving. So suddenly that Holy Spirit flow consistently moves through your body and restores, brings it back to normal balance, brings it back to health. The cells, the macrophages, the lymphocytes, the lymph system removes toxins. And, you know, you can take a pretty bad lung, pretty dirty lung, and after a few years of restraint with regarding, you know, kicking the addiction, you can bring that lung pretty much back to health. So this is the beauty of divinity flowing through humanity. It's always forgiving. It's always there. It always wants to bless us. It always wants to uplift us and heal us. And so this whole concept of running to products first before giving the credit to the Creator and giving it up to the Creator and having full faith and trust and reliance on the Creator is insane. It's just plain out stupid. I mean, you've got to really be just really sadly ignorant to think that there's anything more powerful in the universe that's going to bring about healing. And unfortunately, we're now just after years coming to this realization and this revelation from all of us having been mind-controlled and brainwashed by what and who? From the whack that we received on our butts from coming out of the womb to enter into this hypocrisy of Babylonian insanity? This trauma-based learning, which continues in this competition in this educational system, instead of collaboration, we have competition. Instead of love, we have fear. Instead of sustainability and productivity, we have consumption and consumerism. Endless, massive. It is a hypocrisy to have these corporations today providing consumer products that even before you leave the store, you've got to buy an insurance policy because you already know it's going to break down. I mean, that is a total enslavement. It's a scam, and it's a degradation of the integrity that we have as human beings and even superhuman God-filled beings that says we can do it better. That we can design products that don't have planned obsolescence. That we can live our lives consistent with conservation. The most politically conservative force in the universe is the Creator. Total conservation of matter and energy. You can't destroy matter and energy. That's what one of the laws of physics. So the Creator is optimally conservative. And that the reality, and by the way, maximal conservation and the maximum amount of being politically conservative gets you to become liberal. And the maximum liberalness brings you to conservation and being conservative. And that's the ring, that is the circle, the complete circle of life. And in the electromagnetic realm and the musical realm, it is consistent with the decoding of Leonardo da Vinci's Vitruvian Man. I did that in the book Love the Real Da Vinci Code. If you haven't seen that, go online to lovetherealdavincicode.com, and you can see that we're doing a lot more than just bringing the bad news to the planet. We're bringing the solutions to the planet. What a blessing and joy it is to be engaged at this extraordinary time in history, heralding the world's worst news, the genocide, to wake people up and save lives one at a time, as you are capable of doing, and together we're capable of doing better, as well as heralding the resolution and how we win in the end. And we win in the end inside ourselves by applying the sacred wisdom, this ancient understanding, these ancient truths that bring us in touch with our true power, our source of power, this incredible divinity that's flowing through humanity, through our genetics, through our DNA, through our water chemistry, and this fabulous time to be alive, to be sharing these revelations. And, there's no better thing to do, really, when you think about it. Look at our lives. What is it that you really want to do with your life? Clearly, the answer to that has something to do with contributing to others in a meaningful way. The fabric that binds humanity together is our desire, our heartfelt desire to perform some blessed human service and be helpful to one another. And so the concept that you have now the power, after listening to the Inside Hour, to save lives by disseminating truths that are rare and hard to find. Thanks to bbsradio.com, you can get a tremendous amount of truth. And we've had a number of listeners call us and email us saying, thank you so much for being on the air. Thank Don Newsom and the BBS staff and Seth in engineering for the show tonight and every night and all the hosts. The fact that you can contribute knowledge because of this organization and then save lives because of it, there's no greater opportunity for you in the world. None. And the fact that we're right now still working with and looking for partners and collaborators and associates through Healthy World Store, that we can bless each other and keep our ministries going and operating, saving lives and decreeing the truth and bringing on the messianic age so that everybody gets what they want, is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. If you go online to healthyworldstore.com and sign up as an associate, if you have your own website, we'll post banners. We'll be full partners with your organizations in order to form the alliances that we need to be constructive and productive versus endlessly embattled. So it's a restoration time. Reverend Roxy, I think we better thank, besides bbsradio.com and healthyworldstore.com, tetrahedron.org. Again, I want to recommend InLiesWeTrust.com. Call this toll-free number, folks, if you haven't received your DVD documentary, In Lies We Trust. It's 888-508-4787. Make many copies. Get them out to friends, family. It's a whack over the head if you're still blind and shut off to the truth. It's a whack over the head. It'll wake you up like nothing you've ever seen. Call 888-508-4787. That's, again, toll-free, 888-508-4787. Go online to InLiesWeTrust.com, and you'll get that fabulous DVD. It cost us, by the way, $11.60 to get it to you, so please consider making a donation that's comparable. If you can afford more to help us do more programming like this, please do. Give what's on your heart. Give powerfully and abundantly, and that's the way it will be returned to you, multiplied. I want to also tell you, stay tuned. There's a friend and a host, Don Nikoloff, coming up next on BBS Radio that you will not want to miss. Don and I and Reverend Roxy had an opportunity the other night with Don Newsom to be on Reverend Roxy's program, which is every Sunday night, same time, 9 o'clock Pacific time, for Mission Possible. Don't miss that also. But Don was with us on Sunday night. He's a tremendous human being, very knowledgeable, musician as well as other type of researcher, and he's coming up right now. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz for Reverend Roxy Hampton from the beautiful Big Island of Hawaii. We love you. We'll talk with you again on the Inside Hour next Tuesday night. Bye for now.